WTOP News Time, 422.
It's really hard to believe the inauguration was only 4 days ago. We've had so many developments in Washington since then, including the announcement that women will move into combat roles in the military, and there's more work on changing gun laws by the vice president.
Joining us now, Chris Wallace, host of Fox News Sunday. Welcome back, Chris.
Hey, guys.
Let's start with the women in combat announcement. Seemed to come out of nowhere, although apparently it was being discussed at least for a while. Your takeaway here.
Well, I think it's another big step in terms of barriers coming down. We had it with Don't Ask, Don't Tell being repealed. We're having it now with this. We're going to be all over on this Sunday. We think it's a big story, and we're going to have the first female combat pilot in the U.S. military, retired Colonel Martha McSally, and she's going to be talking to a retired lieutenant general who thinks that this is a terrible idea and that it's the Pentagon is trying to turn the military into a social experiment.
Let's shift to guns and the vice president saying the 2007 Virginia Tech shooting really illustrates the importance of background checks. As you know, he was in Richmond today. I imagine you'll be talking about that, too.
Well, absolutely. We're going to talk about the whole agenda as laid out by the president in his inaugural address, which was unusually specific. You know, in some respects, more like a State of the Union than an inaugural. I think it was aggressive. And quite liberal. And it's clear the president means to get a lot done in the early first year or two of his second term before he becomes a lame duck, whether it's gun control, whether it's immigration reform, obviously the debt and taxes and spending, climate change. It's going to be a very busy year or two. And interestingly enough, it seems that the president has given up on the idea of trying to persuade and negotiate with Republicans. And I think one of the reasons you saw Joe Biden out in the road, why you're going to see the president out in the road on gun control, is they intend to go over the heads of Congress to try to mobilize grassroots support to get voters to put pressure on their representatives to support the Obama agenda.
Let's talk about the Republicans for a minute. They have a smaller majority in the House, still don't have the Senate, didn't get the White House. What does the Republican Party have to do to adjust to be effective here in the next few years?
Well, you know, as you well know, they're talking about that in Charlotte, North Carolina, the first meeting of the Republican National Committee since the election. And I think their feeling is that they don't want to, you know, become another Democratic Party. That would be a disaster, that they're a conservative party. They still believe that the country is essentially center right in its sentiments, but they've got to reach out. They've got to be defined less by what they're against, what they oppose, and more by what they're for and what they have to offer. So, for instance, they're talking less about balancing the budget and more about growth. I think they certainly realize after the last election that they have to have a positive message, and you're seeing Marco Rubio and a bipartisan group of senators trying to work out some immigration reform they can be for. But, you know, it's got to be a much more positive message and less a negative message and less a message of what they oppose.
So who are you talking to this weekend?
Well, as I said, we're going to have the debate on women in combat, but we're also going to talk about the Obama agenda with two Senate leaders, Democrat Dick Durbin, the number two Democrat in the Senate, and Senator Bob Corker, the top Republican on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and I think a rising star in the GOP.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much, Chris.
Bye, guys.